Thursday at 6 o'clock, a free virtual webinar will be held in partnership with Recycle Utah and Swanner Eco Center. Recycle Utah spokesman Eric Moldenhauer says the webinar is free, but pre-registration is required.
The virtual conversation, we're going to be discussing alternatives to plastics, cost-effective solutions, challenges of going plastic-free, but also the importance of it. In our world, there's just plastic associated with everything, but it's amazing how much you can actually cut out of your, you know, everyday and daily lives. And we're going to, you know, kind of show people tips on how to do that, everything from reusable Q-tips to bamboo toothbrushes, obviously reusable bags at the grocery stores, and there's a whole lot more to it than just that.
You can register at SwannerEcoCenter.org. Recycle Utah also has a link on its website. While plastic can be recycled, most styrofoam cannot. Moldenhauer says with more takeout meals being served these days, there are ways to avoid adding more styrofoam to the landfill.
What we encourage people to do is we have a green business program, and you can find that on our website as well. Encourage people to shop or, you know, purchase dinners or food from those establishments as they don't use styrofoam. Most are using paper to take out, which you can recycle. Or if you are going to a restaurant that still is using styrofoam for their takeout, have a discussion with their managers and see if they'd be willing to kind of change their habits as well. But again, if it's that big block styrofoam, we're one of only two places in the state that can take it. Right here at Recycle Utah, it can't go into your curbside. But the food containers, those unfortunately just have to be thrown out.
Dumpster Days will return to the Recycling Center September 24th through the 26th, and a Hazardous Household Waste Day is scheduled for September 26th. But if you need to get rid of that waste now, you can always haul it to the Summit County Landfill.
If you do have things that either need to go to the landfill, or if you do have hazardous materials such as paints, oils, gasoline, solvents, things of that nature, they have a program that runs 6 days a week all year round. And the Summit County Landfill is only about 15 minutes away over by Rockport Reservoir there in Wanship, and it's a great program for Summit County residents to use instead of just waiting for that to kind of one weekend a year to be able to come to Recycle Utah or, you know, when we have the hazardous waste collection over at the Canyons parking lot.
Hazardous household waste, he says, is taken for free at the landfill, but there is a charge for other landfill items. Moldenhauer also noted that the center is as busy as ever with 400 cars a day coming through. With only 5 parking spaces, he says there is a wait most days. If you separate and sort your items before you get to the center, he says it'll save a lot of time and people will get through quicker. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.